We're in a season of great outpouring of the Spirit. The day spring from on high is visiting us through the tender mercies of our God. Draw near with an open heart to receive the blessings of our God through His servant, Pastor Dimeji Elubadebo. Be revived.
Hallelujah. Can we all say amen? Glory to God. Can we all say amen? Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16. Bind up the testimony and seal my law among my disciples. Bind up the testimony. Bind up the testimony. Then seal the law among my disciples. And I will wait upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. So the Lord hide his face from the house of Jacob. God cannot administer the face of salvation to the house of Jacob. The house of Jacob needs to ascend to Zion to be able to have access to the face of salvation. Can we all say amen? So God will always hide his face from the house of Jacob. House of Jacob must become the house of Zion. Jacob must become Zion for Jacob to find face of God. Can we all say amen? So they must make Jacob a disciple that has turned from flesh to spirit. So when you say somebody is a disciple, in the context of Isaiah chapter 8, there are those that have been converted from flesh and they have become spirits. Can we all say amen? A disciple is a stone of Zion. What did I say disciple is? It's a Zion stone. You need to be a Zion stone to be qualified for the law and the testimony. All right? So the law and the testimony is a ministration of salvation. The law and the testimony are ministrations of salvation. So, if you are not Zion, if you are not a Zion stone, salvation face will be hidden from you. So, God cannot descend on the house of Jacob. God can only appear on Zion. All right, the revelation of God, the faces of salvation are faces that only are revealed to and on Zion. So as of Jacob, God will always hide his face from them. And that's why at times, ministrations of glory, you can't find it in the tents of Jacob. There can be crowd there. There can be many things there, but you cannot see revelation of salvation. The Lord loved the gates of Zion more than all the tents or dwellings of Jacob. All right? So Jacob is one that has a destiny with God, but he still has a supplanter nature. So a Jacob is an house of flesh, even though his spirit is raised from the dead. So in the New Testament, we still have houses of Jacob. They are believers that are still clothed with the old man. When you are still wearing the garment of the old man, you're an house of Jacob. Even though your spirit is raised from the dead, your nature betrays your high calling. So what they do to Jacob is to break him and turn him from flesh to spirit, or make him a stone, a Zion stone. So you can see, those disciples are disciples of Zion. When you say somebody's a disciple, he has become spiritual. Amen. I can't hear you say amen. Amen. To qualify for the law and the testimony, which are what administers the face of God, you must be a disciple. So bind up the testimony and seal the law among my disciples. So like I taught you last week, you will seal the law first, then you bind up the testimony. So the law and the testimony are ministrations of salvation. What did I say? Yes, this law there is the word of God. And then testimony is the revelation of Jesus. That is the spirit of prophecy. So the testimony of Jesus climaxes in a prophetic life that bears witness to the fullness of God. All right? So word and testimony, law and testimony. So bind up the testimony, seal my law among my disciples, and I'll wait upon the Lord, that hide his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord had given me. I and the children whom the Lord had given me. We are for what? Signs and wonders. I like that. So I like the word children that the Lord had given me. So these are products of Zion. They are children from the sanctuary given to the Father. And they are for signs and wonders. All right? So we have children of signs. Children of signs are servants of the word of God. All right? And children of wonders are summons of the testimony. The highest wonder is the man child. And now you can't become a man child adopted to the throne without the book of prophecy. So testimony climaxes in the book of prophecy. You must generate prophecy with testimony. What did I say? I can't hear you. So you can see. So you have signs and wonders. These are not talking about miracles in the natural. These are men that are buildings. These are raisins. Sons of signs and sons of wonder. So in Revelation chapter 12, the man child was the highest wonder son. Now we have wonders. Ministration of wonders are ministrations in the blood. The blood is what generates wonders. What did I say generates wonders? So, covenant, testimony, prophecy, they are all faces in wonder life. So the highest wonder is a man child that is a full prophet of God. Can we all say amen? So we have church of signs and wonders. Those are everlasting churches. All right? So, take me to Revelation 12. Let's see how the Lord would move us today. Can we all say amen? I can't hear you. Can you say amen? So, can we say wonders? Say that again. Let's say that one more time. So, wonders are sons of glory in their different glory strata. So you can see, a church of wonders, a church of stars, sons of God in their different celestial arrangement. So that's why I know that in our journey, there is strata. Your strata is tied to the level of glory that you emit. All right? All of us will not carry the same glory. So, it is until you come into full prophecy that you carry the full glory of the true God. Can we all say amen? So, we have all kinds of displays of glory. Paul was trying to say, use 1 Corinthians 15 to explain the glory dimension. And by glory, I mean salvation, because salvation is glorious. What did I say salvation is? So the highest wonder is the man-child. That man-child is a full red boy. It's full testimony. Full testimony means you already prophesy. Let me say that again. I say it's a full red baby. He's a full red baby. Meaning that he has done all the sacrifices that will make you receive the crown or the seal of the true God, which is the Father's name. So that's not an ordinary child. They call that child a great wonder. So it's not the woman that is a great wonder. It is the child in her womb. Because if you remove that baby from the womb, she comes to a level. So there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. So these are dimensions of glory. The sun is a dimension of glory. The moon is a type of a glory. If you read 1 Corinthians 15, amen. Can we say amen? There's a glory of the sun and another of the moon. So it means moon has glory. Can we all say amen? He's talking about lights. It says another, the glory of stars. So you can see the woman has all the three. She has the glory of the sun, moon, and stars. So Pastor CJ, she has many children. Oh, you didn't hear that. I need you to be very fast tonight. What did I say she has? But the highest child inside, only God knows how many children she has in her womb. I don't know, but they are in their different stratas. But the highest is that one, that is a man-child, which I believe is the wonder child. That's the highest wonder child. 1 Corinthians 15 talk about the glory of the sun, the glory of the moon, and the glory of stars. And even stars differed in glory. So if stars differ in glory, it means suns differ in glory. Is there any other thing in next verse, verse 42? Amen. So is the resurrection of the dead. So he's talking about resurrection of the dead. So resurrection of the dead is talking about everlasting redemption. All right? So this is beyond the body. He's talking about statures of everlasting life. What did I say he's talking about? So those are degrees of incorruptible life. All right? So the woman has sun glory, moon glory, stars. Take me there. Stars. And she being with a child cry. Amen. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
Travailing in birth. So this is how I feel. So the man child will have all of the lights. So if he is the highest wonder child, it means she will have, that child has all the lights. Because you can't have starlight except you first have moon and sunlight. All those lights are calibrations of glory. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So the man child has all the lights. How you know is that immediately the man child went up, the woman, there was no light anymore. They were not referring to her as being clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, or her being crowned with 12 stars. So all those operations, they are the inheritance of that child. Can we all say amen? They are the inheritance of that child. So the child has all those lights. Then I also believe that there are many that are in their procession. How I know is the epistle of John. I write to you little children. I write to you young men. I write to you fathers. So it means that the churches of signs and wonders are churches in an everlasting procession. What did I say? Yes, they are all in procession unto God. It's always from the least to the greatest. All right? So, but I'm interested in this highest wonder. All right? This wonder. So, and she being with child cried, travailing in birth, pained to be delivered. So, it just shows the bad pangs that are involved in raising prophecy children or prophets of God. So, it's going to be a lot of travail. You know, the way a woman goes through bad pangs, if she wants to give birth. They are saying the path to prophecy is full of bad pangs. May the Lord give you understanding. The path to being a prophet of the true God is full of travail, pain, cry. There's a lot of travail involved in the making of that wonder child who is a child of prophecy. There is a lot of warfare. So, you know, sir, there is warfare up until the man child is delivered. In fact, the dragon stood to devour the child as soon as it was born. For you to know that, he was waiting. Gabonia Jaban, Yefrepenia. So the child was in, the woman was in constant travail. The child was going through bad pangs. The mother was going through back pains. The child was in the process of change to come into a calling. The calling is to sit on the throne. Can we all say amen? Amen. I say, God will grant us this desire.
Amen.
A lot of Christians don't want to sit on the throne. They want to make heaven. You don't understand what I'm saying? Because they are ignorant. Satan can give you ministry and take throne. I'm telling you, Satan can give you ministry. Just do ministry. Have fine ministry on the earth. But as long as you don't prophesy. To prophesy is to be a witness of God. What did I say? Don't prophesy. Don't prophesy God. Because to prophesy God is to prophesy salvation. That, you know, I started with singing salvation song. To prophesy is to become a saved being, a witness of salvation, is a prophet of God. You say somebody is a prophet, is a witness of salvation, meaning you are as safe as God is. You are safe. It was Pastor Jimanti that said that. I remember Rina Anu's naming. He taught a message. He said, if you are not saved, you are not safe. That was his message that day. My daddy was there. You know, and my father-in-law, they were just looking like this. So this one is a different preacher. They were shaking on their chair. So salvation is safety. Salvation is safety. So it means a prophet is a being of safety. So prophesying is safety. So when you say somebody is a prophet, he's a saved soul, meaning he cannot be broken down by the laws of corruption or perishing. That's who a prophet of God is. When I say somebody is a prophet, is a witness to salvation that is in God. And the salvation that is in God is measured by incorruptibility, undefilement, and unfaithfulness. That is how you measure salvation. So, like I've taught you, all those things are not the same. There is 30% incorruption, 60% incorruption, 100% incorruption. So, incorruptible life. You can have incorruptible life, but you are not fully saved. Amen. I'm not hearing you say amen. Yes, you can have a measure of incorruption, but you are not fully saved. If you are a servant of the word of God, you have a measure of incorruptible life, which is the life of the living God. The life of the living God is a measure of incorruption, but it's not total salvation. You know, Jen Led prophesied. He said, there shall be a fool, total and full salvation. So your salvation will not be full until you have all those characteristics of salvation in corruption. So servants of the word of God are servants of incorruption, or they are servants of the living God. So when you have living, you have incorruptible life or everlasting life to a degree, but it's not full everlasting life. Then you now have undefiled and unfading. They are not the same. So undefiled and unfading is what you access in the blood. So the ministry of the word of God is what gives you the life of incorruption in the living God. When you say living God, it's a measure of incorruptible life. But you cannot access the last two seasons of salvation until you enter into the blood. So the Son of God must appear as blood. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So now give undefiling and unfading. So an unfading soul is a prophet of the true God. An unfading soul is a prophet of the true God. An undefiled soul is a brethren with the testimony. It's a brethren with testimony. So when you are an undefiled soul, you must still journey more. You will see Psalm 190, blessed are the undefiled in the way. Who walk in the law of God. This law here is testimony. I won't lie to you. Can we say amen? It's testimony. Because at times, law can be used as testimony. So, I'm just showing you that there's progression until you come into full prophecy. Actually, in the Most Holy, all our prophets are different. Even a servant of the Word of God is a prophet. Because the law of God is a prophetic manual for service. What did I say? So you are a kind of prophet. But the thing is that you are not prophesying salvation yet. But you are serving the law of God. So you have already become prophetic service in the Most Holy. All right? Because even in Christ, there is a kind of prophecy. The reason is because once you have testimony, there's a kind of prophesying. The Corinthian church were prophets. Believe me, they were prophets. Some of them were prophesying at different levels of Christ's life. Paul talked to them. He said, the testimony of Christ is confirmed in your midst. At times when Paul talks that way, that does not mean all the church is flesh. If the testimony of Christ is confirmed in them, it means that they are servants of Christ in that church. But they are not plenty. You have more of children. But Paul could identify that there was testimony of Christ in their midst. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
So what I'm saying is that we have servants at times of prophets. So servants in the dimension of Christ. Amen. Servants in the dimension of Christ are all types of prophets in the sanctuary. So we have servants of faith, servants of hope, servants of charity. What did I say? Yes, they are all service. So they are type of prophetic life. How many of you know that Christ is a type of prophetic life? It is called anointed life. It's a kind of prophetic life. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. So all those prophets, they are Most Holy men. Then the anointed are sanctuary men. Amen. I don't know if I'm making any sense. So, the reason why the Son of God must keep appearing is to raise more servants that can prophesy the true God. Because the reason why John wrote that epistle is to perfect service in the true tabernacle. Let me say that again. Amen. Are you with me this evening? The reason why John wrote that epistle is to perfect service in the true tabernacle. So like I've taught you, the first epistle of John is an epistle of the true light. What did I say it is? It's an epistle of the true light. And the purpose of the true light is to raise those that are perfected in him. It's to raise perfect service. So you can be serving in the true tabernacle, but your service is not perfect. To have perfect service, can we all say perfect service? Is to have the prophecy. You need the book of prophecy to perfect service. You need that book of prophecy. If not, your service will not be perfected. Very important. Let's build it gradually. Can we all say amen? I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
So because without the book of prophecy, you cannot be kept from the wicked one. Now you can be born of the incorruptible seed. So this is how the Lord explained it to me. You see, the wickedness has spectrum. The peak of wickedness is the dragonic life. Dragonic life is all wickedness. What did I say dragonic life is? Take me to 1 John chapter 5. Yes. But there are measures. So if you are a servant of the word of God, or you are born of the incorruptible seed, like I taught last week. This is a continuation of last week's message. You will be kept. You will be immune or kitted against the serpent or the devil. And devil is one of the names of the dragon. So there's a dragon that is the devil. There's a dragon that is Satan. Can we say amen?
Amen?
So, one is wicked, the other is fully wicked. So, this is it. So, without the book of prophecy, you cannot be kept from the dragon. So, when the man child was born, the dragon was immobile, what's the English I wanted to use? So, the dragon could not do anything. So there's actually a state you can get to where you demobilize Satan completely. That is where God wants us to get to. Where warfare ceases. But until that, you can't rest. You know that Adam was a measure of life. Not even rest. I won't use rest for Adam. The first man, Adam. Adam had everlasting life at the level of the living God. The Bible said in Psalm 8 that he was what? He was crowned with glory and honor. So he had crowns. So if he had crowns, it means he had works. Can we say amen? He had works. He had crowns. So, like I said, the purpose of the light of the living God is to make you sinless. So you can be sinless, but you are not immune to death. Come on, repeat that after me. I need to stand up so I can, but I'm very relaxed, even though I'm standing. You can be sinless, but you are not immune to death. So Adam, I believe, was above sin. But why? He was sinless. Amen. I don't know. You know, at times you need language to express all the things. He was sinless, but he was not deathless. So deathlessness also is also sin. What did I say deathlessness is? But it is what the Bible calls all sin. All. Because it is when you get to the blood that you take care of death. You need the ministration of blood to undo death. Can we say amen? Amen. Now, water can undo sin. Blood undoes death. Write that down. So the Son of God must come as water and then blood. So you can see the fact that you are serving the word of God or that you have the life of the living God does not mean you will prophesy God. Let me say that again. I want you to get this. The fact that you have the life of the living God doesn't mean you will prophesy God. To prophesy God is to prophesy the true God. Aha. And that is the full life of the beginning. So the beginning is a spectrum from the living God to the true God. So the reason why John wrote this epistle, and that is the desire of God. God wants all of us to finish service. Can we say amen? This is not NYSC service. This is the real service. Some people, you know, if you don't finish service, they're not going to give you a certificate. If you don't finish service, you can't be adopted on the throne. So, Pastor CG, the man child began to prophesy from the womb. And when it left the womb, it kept prophesying till he was caught up to the throne. That prophesying is a reigning. What did I say that prophesying is? So, reigning begins from true God. What did I say reigning begins from? True God, then eternal life. The reign of eternal life is the reign of eternal rest. There is everlasting rest. There is eternal rest. They are different. The reign of eternal life is the reign of true eternal rest. That's the rest of the only true God. Well, they reign. They are all reigning, but their reigning is different. They are not reigning over... Yes. So you need an everlasting throne to reign over death. But the reign in eternal life is a different kind of reigning. So you need prophecy to put the last enemy under. So the last enemy is death. When they say that death is perishing, which is what Satan has as his power. Satan is a high priest of death. And that is the dragon's highest poison. It can give death. Thank you. That's what makes a dragon deadly. He is a death being. He can stain with death. So, to be a prophet is to be immune to death. Amen. I don't know if I'm... Don't mind the way it's coming out, all right? Just follow me. To be a prophet is to be immune to death. So, what do you need prophecy for? You need prophecy to overcome death. So, overcoming death is actually dealing with the dragon. That's how you overcome the dragon. Can we all say amen? Can we all say amen? So you can see the mind of the apostle, John. Take me to 1 John chapter 5. We'll still get to Revelation 12. But you know, this is where we are. We are still in Revelation, Ephesians of John. We are eternally grateful for this, our fathers. We are just indebted, not just to only Jesus, but to them. Imagine if they ever wrote these things. Now, take me to Psalm 132 first. Before I come back to John, let me sit down. Psalm 132. We're indebted to them. Go up a little bit. All right. Yes. Let thy priest be clothed with righteousness and light. Thy saints shout for joy. Mm-hmm. Next verse. For thy servants David's sake, turn not away the face, what? Of thy anointed. The Lord has sworn in truth unto David that he will not what? He will not turn from it. So this is an oath. Right? It's a kind of oath. Of the fruit of what? Will I set upon the throne? So it means that it is from the house of David that they are going to find the man child. What did I say? Now, it is Zion is the house of David. Or let me use our own language. It is out of a company of Christ's that they will get those that will sit on the throne. So it means that you must be elect. So to be elect is to be the house of David. What did I say? Oh, you have to be elect. Can we say amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. So to be elect is to be house of David. And for you to be elect, you must learn a curriculum called Christ. You cannot be elected for this thing that David is describing without being sanctified. All right? So that is what makes you elect. You'll be sanctified and you'll be elected. That word elect is called, from the Greek word, called electos. One of the things it means is chosen, or you'll be selected. Now, if you'll be selected, it means there's a process. So elect does not just mean sovereign calling. There's an aspect, because sometimes a Greek word covers all kinds of layers of understanding. One of the things it means is that there will be a process that they will select. So, yes. So out of the body of Christ, they will have to raise an elect company. Now, what makes that elect company is a truth called Christ. That truth is what separates those that can now answer the higher calling. Can we say amen? Thank you. Elect, according to the four, look at that. Please give me that scripture. Let's look at it. I don't know. Did you get what I just said? Let me use that 1 Peter chapter 1 to explain it. All right, 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctification of the Spirit. So you can see, through the sanctification. So that it means that your election is not complete outside the sanctification of the Spirit. Please, I don't know if you can project that scripture. All right. Elect according to the foreknowledge of the Father, comma, through the sanctification of the Spirit. So there's an election before sanctification. There's an election through sanctification. Because there's a comma there that separates those two seasons. Can we all say amen? I don't know if I'm... Can we say amen?
Amen.
So through the sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience. So that obedience is obedience to the law or the word of God. And sprinkling of the blood. You can see, so everything is here. All right? So these apostles, they wrote from a precise light. Everything is here. Let's see it again. I want us to look at it again. I hope I'm carrying everybody along.
Yes,
so look at that. Verse 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, comma. You know? So, not, meaning that election is completed through sanctification of the Spirit. And that this is not new birth. All right? And we have been teaching this before now, but let me just reemphasize that the sanctification of the Spirit here is a sanctification by Christ. So that Spirit is through the learning of Christ. It is when you learn Christ that you are sanctified. I think I taught that on Tuesday. I said, when you obey righteousness, you will be sanctified and eventually you'll be redeemed. You'll be redeemed from the world. So look at that. So elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience. So if you are not sanctified by the Spirit, you can't come into obedience. Obedience to what? Obedience to the word of God. What did I call the obedience? Or obedience to the law of God. Then, and the sprinkling of the blood. So all the churches in the that John was writing to, they were churches of obedience and sprinkling of the blood. They were all everlasting churches or churches in the true tabernacle, meaning that they were all elect churches. Amen. Did you get what I said? They were elect churches. So, it is only from elect churches that you can have those that can continue to obey and to be sprinkled upon. So their obedience there is obedience to the word of God. Sprinkled is obedience in the blood. And like I said, the ministry of the blood has three things inside. The ministry of the blood has covenant, testimony, climaxes, and prophecy. So, but all are in the blood. So they are all obediences. So they are also obediences in the blood. And all that is to generate a prophet of God. What did I say it's supposed to generate? Now, take me back to Psalm. So you see, the Lord has sworn in truth unto David. He will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. So meaning that they will take out of the elect company to come into obedience, sprinkling of the blood, then you can now sit on the throne. All right? So if thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them. So you can see those two things. Can we say amen? Say obedience. Say sprinkling of the blood. Can you see that? Very good. If thy children shall keep my covenant. So before you keep covenant, you must be taught covenant. So covenant is a teaching in the blood. Is an obedience in the blood. So you will keep covenant and you will keep my testimony. Keeping testimony is unto prophecy, because you have to keep testimony until it generates prophecy. So you can have testimony that has not prophesied. What did I say? Or you have life, but you are not dwelling in the Father's love. I will show you that in John. You can have life. You can have passed from death to life. But now you are not dwelling in God. To pass from death to life is to have testimony. to dwell in God is to be a prophet of witness of the life in God. Can we say amen? Amen. So they are all different things. They are seasons. They want you to pass from death to life. Then they want you to live unto you dwell in God. So you can see, Psalm 132 is very accurate. So if thy children will keep thy law, thy covenant, and thy testimony, that I shall teach them, their children. So you can see, their children. So these are children of prophecy. The outshoot of the covenant and the testimony. Thy children shall also sit upon thy throne for what? Evermore. Can we say amen? I believe there is an everlasting throne and there is an eternal throne. There has to be everlasting thrones. All right? We see that in Psalm 122, thrones of the house of David. They are thrones of judgment. They are everlasting. So, when the man child was born, she was born into a throne. So I believe that the Bible says she was caught up to God and his throne. I believe that that's eternal. It's eternal. But once the man child was born, he was a thronic being. Can we say amen? You know, Bible, we are still learning all these things. So the man child was reigning. All right? When she was born, she was reigning. So meaning that it had access to a kind of throne. Because reigning begins from true God. What did I say reigning begins from? So if reigning begins from true God, it means you can't reign without prophecy. So prophecy is a tool for reigning. Actually, that's what it is. Reigning over all the enemies of God. You need prophecy for reigning over all the enemies of God. So it means prophecy is the inheritance of the Father's name. You see, that Father's name is the prophecy. So I now found out that all the inheritances, there are types of prophecy. Name of the Holy Ghost is the prophecy in the Holy Ghost. Without that name, when somebody has name of the Holy Ghost, he has seal of the Holy Ghost, he has crown. It means to every name or seal is a kind of thronic life. I don't know. Some people are already lost. To every name or seal, there's a kind of what? So government is attached to name, Pastor CG. So the government in the Holy Ghost is attached to that name. Anybody that is sealed. That's why I believe that once you have the seal of the Holy Ghost, certain things are given to you. As already, you have apparatus of that name. I believe that some of our fathers have that thing. When they talk, some things just happen. It's because they are speaking, they are prophets already. They are prophets of that dimension. If someone is a prophet, he's witnessing. So you see someone like Stephen, certain miracles began to follow him. In Acts chapter 6, certain miracles began to follow him. Those miracles were apparatus of the seal of the Holy Ghost that he had. It's a measure of government that they will give you. So that I now understand, okay, so name is government. I don't know if I'm getting. So, Pastor, who is a prophet? Look at me. Ask me. Oh, you are not asking me. Somebody carrying kingdom. A prophet is somebody wearing government or wearing a dominion. So, when you wear the Holy Ghost, you are a prophet of the Holy Ghost. Yes. When you wear Holy Ghost, you are a prophet of the Holy Ghost. It means you are bearing witness to the government that is in the Holy Ghost. So it's a little bit different from you that are just speaking in tongues. Shabababa, shabababa. It's different. I believe that all the apostles had Holy Ghost seal before they began. I proved that to you before. Before they began ministering in the church age. When the church began. Because in John, Jesus breathed upon them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." And they were not speaking in tongues yet. So it means that what Jesus gave them was seal of the Holy Ghost. No wonder certain operations went with them. In fact, as a particular time, they were the only ones working miracles. So that means that that operation of the miraculous only follows prophets. I say, God will give you understanding. Amen. So a prophet is one somebody wearing garments. When Samuel judged Saul, I say, today the kingdom has been taken away from you. And he was leaving. Saul tore his garments. I said, as you have torn this garment, you have torn the kingdom. So it means garments are kingdom. And garments are where prophets were. You don't understand? You tore somebody's garment and he said, the kingdom has been taken away from you. So garments are kingdom. So that means names are garments. I want you to get this thing, sir. What did I say names are? So the name of the Holy Ghost is the garment of the Holy Ghost. It's the garment of the dominion in the Holy Ghost. So prophets are carriers of kingdoms. When you say prophet, I'm not talking about fivefold prophets. I'm talking about those that are prophesying with a nature. A nature has been fully caved in their soul. So they are witnesses. So you can now see. So you don't prophesy until you have a name. You are a servant to become a prophet. You are a prophet at the end. You must serve till you prophesy. Meaning you must keep serving until you prophesy. Meaning you will keep the commandment of that realm until you are found faithful and true. Then they will now be, you will now become a prophet of that realm. Meaning you carry the dominion anywhere you go. I don't know if you are getting this. Because you have to use all the names to explain this thing. So a prophet of Christ is somebody that is in charity. So some of us, we are Christ, but we are not yet prophets. We are still serving Christ. We are not yet a full prophet of Christ. We are still servants of Christ. Some of us are still serving. We are serving the name of Christ, but we are not yet prophets. So when somebody has put on Christ, he has put on Christ. He has put on the government of Christ. And what is that government? Charity. It's love. So we can see, all of the prophecy, they are all in love. I'm going somewhere. I want you to follow me gradually. All of the prophecy or the witnesses of all their locations, they are all where? Oh, you are not replying me, sir. In the love of that realm. Sir, Stephen was already wearing love of the Holy Ghost. So even Holy Ghost love will not make you curse somebody stoning you. Holy Ghost love, sir. He was already wearing it. Of course, Stephen was already in the word of Christ. But scripture did not tell us that he was already wearing Christ. It was Holy Ghost that he wore. And sir, they stoned him. And he was, so all this cursing thing will actually, sir. See what I shake before. Sir, so when you are carrying the government of love, it means you have been soaked in love. So those names governments in love. So you are not a prophet until you are put on the love of a dominion. When you put on the love of a dominion, you become a prophet of that life. So this thing is very clear. You now see it. So the strength of Zion is charity. The strength of Zion is charity. And that is where we are prophesying Christ. So the man that Paul wrote about in 1 Corinthians 13 is a man that was already prophesying Christ. That is a prophet. So 1 Corinthians 13 is the life of a prophet of Christ. Yes, that's a prophet of Christ. Amen. So I now found out that Pastor CG, you can have life of Christ. Right? Because when you are in the hope of Christ, you already have life. But it's not different from putting on charity. Because when you are in the hope of Christ, you're already walking in charity in a measure. They don't want you to walk in charity. They want you to put on charity. To put on charity is to wear the dominion of Christ fully. Then you are now approved to be a prophet of that name. You are the prophet of that name. Thank you for giving me this. Look at that. Now, start from verse 10, Colossians chapter 3. Let me go down a little bit into Christ because I have to carry many people along. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
Go for it. Let's start from verse 5. All these men, oh Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Start from verse 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. All right? Fornication. So, you see, a time will come where all these things must not be in you again.
Amen.
These are earth sins. Fornication. Uncleanliness. Inordinate affection. When you have inordinate affection, you have affection for a man. You know, please don't condemn people when they are like that. It's not different from you that having affection for a woman. It's sin, it's sin. It's all flesh. I'm not saying it's permitted. I'm only saying these are works of the flesh. The person just makes himself like that. They are all product of spirits. Wiring. So a guy, he doesn't have affection for a man, for a woman. He has for a man. Inordinate affection. So Paul says, mortify, meaning put to death. So what the light of Christ does, because can we say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
But in Christ also, there is also word and spirit. So you are supposed to put to death. You use doctrine to put them to death. Evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience, in which also you walked sometime, and you lived. You didn't just walk, you lived. So you can now see, if you walk, what are you going to end up? You will live. All right? So a walker is a servant. A liver has testimony to prophesy. So some of us now, we're not just walking in some sin nature, we're already prophesying it. We carry it as life. All these things, they are evil spirits that train people to prophesy natures. And evil spirits are intentional. They can be walking in your generations for 100 years before you were born. And that's why at times it's good to have compassion on people. When you're a New Testament priest, you don't quickly judge people. You can understand the infirmity. This one, in Cotton Shell Jewelo. There was a time the Lord showed me that thing. I saw bloodlines. And when you're a priest, you have access into DNA of soul. You can understand that why you are the way you are is a 50-year walk. You're a product of the 50-year walk. It didn't start with you. The day the Lord showed me that and I shouted, it was revelation. And that's why at times when you are handling your children, you need to be a priest. Because your child can go and pick a nature from the family tree. What are you know? From your mother's father's side, sister, uncle, 100 years ago. Yes. So you can give out a children that does not look like you in any way with your traits. He has picked traits from several places. He went to pink anti-Busola's traits. From your, you know some of them. So you will need to be a priest for you to read the bloodline. That this, you can understand nature. How they just flow. Then you have compassion. You know how to remit sin. You must know how to remit sin. I say God is helping us.
Amen.
Some children, when you beat them, nature kicks more. Yeah. As you are eating the child, the nature is forming more. That's what evil spirit wants you to do. I've seen all kinds of natures before, honestly. And at times, evil spirits afflict. I know someone. I won't go into the desert. I just know. The girl just had an infirmity. She was just sexually promiscuous. And you couldn't trace it to her immediate parents. I'm telling you. I've seen things. She's just sexually promiscuous. So now looking back, I know, oh God, this is a law at work. And you know this person was a good person. She was a good person. You can't even know except you get close. And she was taken advantage of all the time because she was weak. She didn't have the defense to stop a man. I just took him, I said, Kai, no wonder Jesus, you know, Jesus appeared. One of the appearances of the Son of God is to destroy all the works of it. So say, when Jesus appeared, Jesus knows, he just sees you. Ah, he's an high priest. He knows where you are coming from. And he knows how to reach you. And that is how they want to raise us. When they say, someone said they are prophets reigning. Those prophets, they are sons of God, redeeming creation from the bondage of corruption. It's bondage of corruption. People are under bondage to natures that they don't like. And that's why you need love. If you are not, so you cannot even be a full priest without the dominion of love. You got the necessary compassion to have. You need the compassion of a high priest to be able to administer salvation or to remit sin. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are what? Out of the way. So it takes that kind of power. I don't know if you are following me very well. Now take me back to that Colossians. So mortify. Now, in our, amen. Colossians, can we all say amen?
Amen.
In which you also walk some time and then when you lived in them. All right? Put now ye also. Put off all this. Anger. Wrath. So you see all these things. They are natures. And we are all at different strength of prophecy of natures. You see some people, their anger is 30%. They are just servants of anger. They are just serving it. They are 30%. Some, they are 100-fold. So all these natures, they have their negative in the strength of sin. They have their negative in law, testimony, and prophecy. They have their negative. Some people have gone more further concerning certain natures. So, anger, wrath, malice. You know, some people are more malicious than others. Because they worked more. Amen. So, you know, the way Satan designs sin, sin is a old school. Sin is a tertiary. If I sin, is sin as nursery to tertiary, to MSc, to PhD. Then you can become a professor of sin. You know, just like people specialize, you can specialize in sin. Some people can specialize in malice. So some people have PhD in malice. They are professor of malice. Some people are professor of unforgiveness. They don't forgive. Sir, they do not forgive. They don't forgive. 40 years, they still remember. Yes. So that's not ordinary. Now you now begin to wonder, why can't you forgive? You don't understand. You are talking to a professor. Years of making with that nature. So you know some people too, they are better, they are strong, they are professor of lie. Deception. Yes. So you just wonder, and the person is church 20 years, it does not mean. Oshimagbe. Kanoste rakadosh tababa. Oshimagbe, sir. Because that nature has not been touched. The nature has not been touched. Some people cannot help it, they just lie. If you sit them down and ask them, they will come to a point that you'll find out that they are really helpless. They can't help themselves. When they enter tight corner, they run, sir. And they have used it over and over again, you know? And they have profited from it. What's a low one in Iran? You understand? You have become rich through a nature. Now, you can be rich through a boju nature. Maybe I misread the look boju. Now, you have used that nature well, so you have profited from it. To die. Now, that's why God doesn't want you to get to prophesying. It's not easy to kill a prophet. It's not easy. It's not impossible, but it's not easy. Because he's wearing a dominion. He's a lover. It's not easy to take love from a soul. It's just like an ungodly man is a prophet of this world. So to take the word from an ungodly soul is death to that soul. And it will be a painful one. Because the person has profited from it. So it takes that. So, you know, pastors, you have to be compassionate when we are handling brethren. People are different nature of sin strength. So when Judas joined Jesus, he has already gone far. Believe me. Amen. Let me tell you that. But he was still savable. But I believe, this is my own opinion, out of all the 12 apostles, Judas still in there. He was more opened to sin. So I believe that he could have been saved. And Jesus was a good shepherd. So Jesus can save him. So all of us have journeyed in different strength in sin nature. We're not all the same. Okay, let's have that. I think the Lord is directing the course of the meeting. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, for making you to see. Even I'm making you to see even the heart of a true shepherd. Even I'm making you to see the heart of one whom I've been called even into the ministry. Even into the ministry. For you have flocks. Even for you have flocks who are ignorant. Even you have many yes. who are out of the way.
Yes.
Oh, Previna Haligere Katesia. Even that is why I raise gifts. That is why I've given gifts. Even giving gift. Even giving gift. Even this gift, even is to turn men. Is to turn men. Is to turn men, is to move men from the region of darkness, even to move them from the region of darkness and bring them to a place of conversion, even a place of conversion. For I want you to increase in love. I want you to increase in love, for love is even a stronger weapon, even a stronger weapon, even a stronger weapon for to defeat sin. Even for to defeat sin, even cause your heart to be enlarged in love, even enlarged in love. That is how you will win. That is how you win over nature.
Amen.
That is how you win over nature. That is how you win over nature. For even this is a sight. Even this is an understanding. Even an understanding. Even an understanding.
Yes.
Even an understanding yes. that you should not give up. You should not give yes. up. You should not give up. Oh, you are seated thinking. You are seated even already condemning yourself. Oh, I'm bringing understanding for you to see. For you to see. For you to see that you should not give up. Oh, do not give up on yourself. As much as you do not give up on yourself, then there's hope. There's hope. There's hope because I will reach you wherever you are. Once you do not give up. Once you keep even standing after you fall, I will reach you. Even I will reach you. Even I will reach you. He said, there's even a hope for a tree that is cut, even at the scent of water. Even at the scent of water. I am coming for you. I am coming for you because Satan thinks he has succeeded. Because Satan thinks he has the last laugh. No. I am the one who has the laugh last. Who has the last laugh. Who has the last laugh. As much as you are willing to cooperate, as much as you are ready to receive my helping hand, you will come out of that sin. You will come out of that, even out of that sin that has held you bound, even that has held you bound. For some, you know, you see that it has gone, but it comes again. You see it has gone, but it comes again. Oh, this is an adversary. Oh, even this is an adversary. Who we go, and then they will come back to see if the place is still kept, you know, clean. And then they will go bring even worse spirit than a day, much worse spirit than they are to come occupy that place. And that's why you must not stop journeying. You must keep journeying. You must keep journeying. You must keep journeying because spirits are pursuing. They are pursuing. They're after to corrupt the soul, even to corrupt the soul. So you must keep journeying. You must keep journeying. Once you drop forth a habit, you must continue. You must continue to make sure that thing does not come back, because they will always come. They will always come. For this is to open your eyes, to give you strength, even to give you strength for to journey, and not to give hope, and not to give up, and not to give up, because I am coming, saith the Lord.
So you can see that it is at love that you reign over sin. Over the sin of any dominion. It is when you enter the love that you fully reign over that sin. All right? Can we all say amen? Amen. So we shouldn't give up until we come into reigning. That's what it's saying. So, now put off all this. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy. So, blasphemy, sir, pastor. There are things that we need to put off. A lot of people, they have abused men of God. Is there, and some of those sin has been taken against them. Yes, they don't know. Just talk against this, talk against that. You know, when social media age, you just go and type in all those things. They are also sins. You have to put them off. They are natures. I didn't know some things until I grew up and I was washed. So I'll deliver from you. I didn't know that it was a sin. I'm telling you. Feel the communication out of your mouth. So you see all those things too. There's a level of redemption. They'll redeem you that nothing filthy comes out of your mouth. Yes. You know, out of the abundance of the mouth, heart, the mouth speaks. So, you know, a redemption will touch your soul. It will touch your tongue. sky. Redemption is too real. Salvation of the soul is too real. Revelation 4 said there was no guile found in their mouth. Meaning, Pastor, there was no guile in their soul. So you cannot say what is not in your heart. The Lord told me this many years ago. He said there's nothing called slip of tongue in the journey of salvation. If you have been saved from a nature, let me tell you this. I don't want to say this. There are certain things I don't say. No matter how pressured I am. It's just the truth. I now know that those things are not in my soul. So, you know, it's a slip of tongue. It's just it's not a slip of tongue. It's where your soul is, sir. Even thought. Let me tell you this about thought. You will journey with God. Some thoughts cannot land in your soul. There was a time I was trying to, don't mind me, you know, I was testing. I tried to think some thoughts. Honestly, I could not. And even some thoughts, when they dropped in my soul, I noticed that something just trapped it. And just, it's like deleted it. Just boom, boom. And then all of a sudden, I could not fetch that thing back again. I said, wow, la kuli desu ekushe. I'm telling you, because I wanted to be sure. We can try this thing. I know some thoughts I used to think before that they just enter my mind right there. I can't even stop them. After a while, I notice I now have more control. I can block a thought. I can block a thought for weeks. As in meaning I just have a deflector. I know it's bouncing on something and it's going. How you know that the thought is landed and is walking your soul is that it is beginning to become your meditation all day long. So if it's a thought of unforgiveness, you meditate on it. You even bring revelation out of it. You roast it, you cook it, you fry it. You do all kind of things inside your mind. It means that you have meditated on it. And what you have meditated on, you will act on. You are going to, very soon you act it. It's just like somebody that is disrespecting you, but has not said it. One day, you will say it. If the thing has not been deleted from your soul, you know, you have groomed it. You are just waiting for the opportunity. Nonsense here. So you'll be wondering, how did the person do it? You are talking English. Nobody does anything that they have not done 1,000 times in their head. They have done it many times. You sleep with a lady, you have slept with her before. There's nothing called sharp, sharp. You have sharp, sharp in your soul many times. Believe me, we need to know this. I hope you know. Do you understand what I'm saying? So salvation is going to touch all those things. Yeah. It will touch your thoughts, touch your deeds, touch your mouth. The Lord will help you so that anything that comes out of your mouth are words of edification. Yeah. You know, some people just, they talk, but what they release is spirit damage. You know what I'm saying? I can make jest. I can be making jest of you, but I'm not releasing harmful spirits. For some people, their jest is not just jest. But power, lunja desa. Weapon. You know, as somebody says something to you and for weeks, you were under a weight. Aura. You are under a weight. You cannot take yourself out of. That is not an ordinary talk. It's not just word. It's spirit. So put off all this, okay? Look at it. Now, I'm getting somewhere. I want you to see what I'm driving at. So, lie not to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man and his deeds. So, he's telling them not to lie. Some people still lie. So, don't be too surprised that people lie in church. Amen. Na liar the person be. Some people still lie. Some people erode there. They say the truth, they now spice it with some lie. You know the way Suya people put pepper? Okay, put up. put up bo pepper. Put up bo pepper. I'm working with the bobebe. You now got tomato and cabbage. You know all those suya knives, you know the way it is. Kai. So I'm not surprised, you know, that people will lie in church. People lie. All right? It's part of humanity, flaw of sin nature. All right? So, and that brother is lying. And that brother, don't kill yourself, sir. Don't kill yourself. Tete soji. Make you get sense, sir. Just don't kill yourself. And it's lying. Doesn't mean he's a bad person. It's just an aspect of his own fallen nature that is still intact. Amen. Some people even steal. Some people can still be stealing. And some, they steal by taking advantage of brethren.
Yes, sir.
It's also stealing. That's ogbon. Ogbon, yes, sir. You are taking advantage of brethren, you are stealing. So all those things, they are all old man nature. Old man nature. All right? Or you have something, you hide it from your husband. Marriage will not make you change it. It's your nature. See, your nature will always come as a. You know, when people cut themselves, you know what they do? Most of the time, you know what they do? Ask them what they do. They wear makeup. It's makeup. Cosmetics. Well, you know, a time will come when makeup go come out. So, why you were cutting the sister? Oh, Mokule Yaso. Hey, cable. So, because, you know that thing, it was too perfect. You meet yourself in, you know, church where you go to Kilimanjaro. So, nobody did. Kai. So maybe when you don't marry, you don't wait for the moon. Wagboru so ha, but Kai. So that's how you be. That's how. I'll be like this. So what? Makeup. Created him. Verse 11. Whether it's neither Jew, Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is what? All and in all. So you can say, so when I say Christ is all and in all, it's when you are wearing a name, Christ is all. So until you come into prophecy, you don't have all. Yes. So I can have Christ's life, but it's not Christ. It's not yet all and in all. Look at it. Christ is all and in all. Christ is all and in all. So it is when you put on a name that you have all. So they want you to be all of Christ. What did I say they want you to be? Like they want you to be all of God. All of God. Now the issue is that if you are not all, you may end up becoming false. So who is a false Christ? Somebody that is not all. But he has now aborted his journey. Now, you know, at a phase in your journey, you are not all, but you are still journeying. That's not referring to you. But somebody that drops out of the journey, terminated the journey, now becomes a false Christ. So because he has not become whole, and then he stopped his journey. And anytime you become, you stop a journey, you now become hinderer of those that want to journey. Okay! Angels are terrible. They have tricked man for so long. Angel? Think about an angel. A fallen angel can't mimic anything. They are so intelligent. If you look at natures of men, they are natures of fallen angels. Think about all kind of souls you have met in your life that are not Christ. And they are angelic, fallen angelic nature. Fallen angelic nature, they have agbero. So he's an angel that crafts that nature and he wait upon a soul. He will lead you, then you wait. So look at all natures that men have. They are angelic varieties of fallen sin nature in them. I don't like that at times. I just say, God, please quickly remove all this sin away from my soul. Kai! You know what it means? You are living the life of a fallen being. So, and somebody thinks he's smart, he's boning everybody. My bone already done. So, all about Lane. Let me go with the Furami. You understand? And in your mind, it is real. Have you ever done something? Oh, then sorry. Come on. Go to your mommy. Emi Jazino. Sir, angel. Falling angel. Falling program. Some, you know, you are plotting. A plotting soul. All those things. Falling angelic program. Smart soul. Deceptive soul. Lying soul. Weak soul. All falling angelic program. Have you ever seen a man look at a woman lustfully? And say, Kai! You know, is it Papa Jasko? Oh, jibby, 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 jibby. Oh, jibby, jibby, jibby. That's a program. A woman walking, shaking her bum bum is a program. A man responding to that, a program. Can you believe it? Hell! I said God is delivering us. Programs, sir. Programs. Sir, you see all those spirits in the air. You know what they're like? They are code boys. All of them, coding. I don't go on the real coders. It's not these guys. But Bakodi, they write codes for nations. Write codes for different kind of people. Rich code, poor code, middle class code. Claw code in every kind of sector. Doctor code, lawyer code, banker code, engineer code. Artisan code, musician code. Even in music, there's reggae code, ganja code. If you enter the realm of the spirit, you see some evil spirit, they are doing test view. La 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 la. Code for every spirit. People just living life that is not their life. And you say, it's my life. It's my life. Life mean I own thing. Let them collect that life. Don't be your life, sir. Oh, Kai, I'm so burdened. Dr. Alban sang one song many years ago. It's my life. How many of you know Dr. Alban? Stop disturbing me. Stop bugging me. Stop disturbing me. Stop bugging me. That's what he sang. It's my life. Stop disturbing me. Stop disturbing me. That is what some people are saying. Don't disturb me. It's my life, sir. It's not your life. It's a fallen angelic life. I yet all year to the bar. Oh, they saw it here. I want to show you your life very soon. Christ is your life. Stop believing an identity. I'm weak. I mean, I'm angry. This is how I am. This is me. I'm just me. I have. That's how I am. Sir, you have believed a lie. The day you disbelieve is the day of your liberty. Is that your life? Your father's nature is not your life. Your mother's nature is not your life. Inlewa wam binu. Tawada ti binu ekoni. And Connie, I want to be able to talk to you. Sir, oh, he rose. Sir, you have believed a lie. Is it? You have believed a lie. That's what I mean. In my own family, we just ask if because I'm a sausage. I want to say, I'm a sausage. Sir, flesh be. I tell you, sausage. I tell you, if you all flesh, the flesh. It's a flesh. The one you talk out, now flesh. The one where you no talk, now flesh. Now, it's another flesh. There's no that is righteous. No flesh is more righteous than the other. So you now see why they must teach us their life. Because when they created you, God tied you to them. We have a tie to God. So it means your life. You must import your life from above. We are supposed to import our life. Your life is not supposed to be from here. We are supposed to be importing life. Keep importing. Understanding. Doctrine begins to bring your life to you. When you believe it, you walk in it. None of the thing that you see that is on the head is your life. It's not your life. So put off all those things, okay? Now, let's go ahead. So you have to be all of Christ to be a prophet of Christ. That's what I'm saying. Are you getting that? What did I say? I can't hear you. That's right. Now, give me the next verse. Verse 1. Put on therefore as the elect of God. So these elect are those that are undergoing sanctification by the light of Christ. There are certain things they must put on. Holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. This is very serious. Amen. It means that elect enters everlasting life. Holy there is Christ. Beloved is everlasting life. When you are a beloved, it's somebody that is in already undergoing the learning of the truth of the living God. Yes. So bowels of mercies. Those are the things you put on. Bowels of mercies. Bowels. You can see mercies plural. Bowels of mercy. You must be a vast, enlarged, merciful being. You must be very enlarged.
Aye.
Some of us, that's the school that we are. The school of being more enlarged. The more you do something, they will spoil it. Part of it is just to enlarge you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Bowels of mercy. May you see opportunities for these things.
Yeah.
Because if you see opportunity, that's how you quickly take advantage and grow. They will have to enlarge you. You cannot go to the, you can't journey to the true God if you're not an enlargement. You know, you're going to be remitting sins of humanity. Remitting sins of men. You have to be enlarged. You really be enlarged. You will walk to a point that people will sin against you, don't even know. You have become so innocent. Yes, you'll be so innocent and you will love them deeply. Because you know that they don't know why they are doing it. Sir, I have experienced that many times. And a lot of people say things they don't mean. And they don't even know. If you sit down and ask them, the devils, you get Emma Binu. It's the truth. They don't know why. So when Jesus forgave him, he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. Largely, a lot of people that do bad things against you, they don't really know what they are doing. So you have to be clothed in a lot of forbearance and forgiveness. You keep knowing how to remit sin. Remit sin. Walk in love and forgiveness.
Thank you.
A lot of people will change when they know that they have done so many bad things to you. And they now find out that the thing has not affected the way you relate with them. All of a sudden, their eye will open. Hey! I'm wicked. I'm a wicked person. I'm a wicked person. I've done evil to you. But you did not show me back. You know, at times when somebody, when you repay good for evil, the person is even afraid of you. You know that film, War Room? That woman, you know, when she changed and she was loving the husband in spite of his flaws, and she brought him food, the guy changed the food. We will trust Obiri. Don't you open your food? So, Jay, you know what I'm saying? Look at that woman that Mobi Adebola told us about. The husband wanted to come and sleep with another woman in the house. And he cooked food for them, laid the bed. Kayaya! Laid the bed. And the husband kept a cowboy. She actually had a lot of jam. She did not even see the other woman. You know, that person was walking a level of peace. Not see another woman. Everything is said. Anything about fair. So the guy was even happy. You know what I'm saying? The guy was happy. Yes, I've conquered this woman. So while she was serving him and the girlfriend that he brought to the house, the girlfriend just busted out, "You're a wicked man." My pastor said, I should tell the pastor. My pastor said that if somebody is doing this, So, holy pastor. So, you get pastor. Are you the Dwagberry? So, you can see, when you are in love, you are worrying. So, you can see, you are reigning. That's where the reign is. They want you to take up the dominion where you are now reigning over your enemies. I said the Lord is liberating us. So put on, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, Colossians chapter 3. You know, last week mercy was very high. So they had to bring it down today. I'm not the one in control. God wants everybody to be carried along. All right? Are we blessed?
Yes, sir.
All right? So Colossians, let's see. Let's see Colossians. All right. So see. Aha. So put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness. Look at the things you put on. Look at it. Kindness. Put on kindness. Humbleness of mind. So those are armors of a Christ soul. Somebody that is a Christ soul. So all these things are not even prophesying. They are still the kids. They are the kids that must be in place before you begin to prophesy. So there are things that must be installed before love or charity. It says put on. So look at the things that you must have as a Christ soul. Bowels of mercies. Kindness. You must have kindness. Some of us are not kind. We're only kind when it pays us. That's not the kindness you're talking about. Kindness, humbleness of mind is a key of Christ. Then I say meekness. So they are not the same thing. Humbleness of mind. They now said meekness again. Look at Bible. Humbleness of mind. Then I say meekness. Long-suffering. Long-suffering. So it's part of the kit that they install when you are serving Christ. They put long-suffering, then you know how to suffer long. Long-suffering. Then I put a semicolon to verse 13. Forbearing one another. So long-suffering is how you forbear. So when you cannot forbear somebody, it means that you don't have the key of long-suffering. You must serve truth of Christ to get it. How they want us to be is that you can suffer long, very long with somebody. You can endure somebody for a very long time. As in you expire somebody's weakness with your own long-suffering. All those things are keys of Christ. And when you are long-suffering, you do it with what? Love and kindness. You are still kind to that person. I want you to understand these things, because these things are the keys of a soul that is serving Christ. We are still talking about Christ. Those are servants of Christ. When you say you are serving Christ, you must serve mercies, bowls of mercy. You must serve kindness. You must serve humbleness of mind. You must serve meekness. You must serve long suffering. And you know all these things, you can't get it without brethren. So you can't get it. So if you are streaming online, you can't get this thing. Because all these things, they are only tested with brethren. You don't know that you have bowels of mercy except it is tested on another. You don't know that you have kindness until there is an opportunity to be kind or wicked. You don't know that you have humbleness of mind. Say, I mean, I have humbleness of mind. No, it will be shown when you're relating with people. So all these things, they are things you get in the community of those progressing to God, first in Christ. Now, verse 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. I've taught you the tie between forgiveness and forbearance. Forgiveness and forbearance is a loop, and it's a continuous loop. When you forbear more, you forgive more, then you forbear more, you forgive more. Those are training. They will train you so much in Christ. You know how to forgive and forbear. Those are training of Christ's soul. Ability to forbear. At times when you thought that you have forbear somebody enough, the Lord will step it up again. Forbear more. And you are saying, God, I've got it up to here with this person. Meaning if this person does another thing, I will spark. You will spark. You know what I mean? You will spoke. You will spark in. So, but God said, no, don't spark. Hold on. They stretch you more. Yeah. Meaning keep yourself. Comport yourself. Still do that thing. And be kind. So those are stretching in the service of Christ. They want you to have those natures. Let me tell you, when you have those natures, you know, you even be happy with yourself. They become your inheritance. Let me tell you things that must be happening in our midst occasionally. God wants to wave men. So, see, it's easier to become Christ when you see it. So God must wave men. Pastor CG, you must be a Christ in your home. They must wave you before Lillian and your children. So they will grow up seeing some things about you. So it's easy for your children to know who you are, because they have seen it for years. You are largely believe what children say about you. Every other person can add their own. The children will say they are very innocent. My daddy is a nice person. He does this, he does that. That's what they see. So when they raise a Christ in our midst, it's easier for others to become it. Yes, sir. You now see, when you become a witness of a name or a prophet of a name, You compel others. Come on, Baronieta. You compel others to come into that life with you. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man had a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. So in a church where people have learned Christ, we can't be carrying case to court. Shall you understand? We don't need cause case. That's what Paul was saying in the Corinthian church. Yes, sir. We have better wisdom of judging. Can we say amen? You know, we have higher laws, forgiveness. Amen. There was a forgotten land to walk in love. Land. Just to walk in love. Because I know that if I want to get back my land, I will enter into strife. So I just have to walk away from land. If you're not ready to walk away from things, you will soil your garments. So you can, and I'm conscious of my dominion, sir. Yes, I'm conscious of my wearing. You will soil your garments. If you want to make a point, let's deal with this brother. You give your brother your car. By the time you see that car, it has become kabu kabu. Sir, you must be skillful. If you are not wise, just take that car and fix it up and move ahead. If you're trying to dwell on it too much, you will stain yourself. And Satan knows, like Satan uses those that are spiritual to encourage others. Satan also uses weak brethren to attack others. Satan knows that there are still weak people in the congregation. So we push them occasionally. So, you know, when you are somebody that you are targeting dominion, you must be very focused. I remember one of my sons many years ago. You know, he's not in this church anymore, but he walked up to me and shared a vision with me. And I knew what it was. I knew what it was. He said, Pastor, I saw you driving as you were driving. You were driving in peace and somebody came from behind and hit you. He said, the person hit you. He said, you were just driving on your own and the person hit you. And the person was now moving on. He said, you tried to explain to the person, so you now accelerated the car. Just to get the person to stop so that you can tell you, why did you bump my car? Why did you hit my car? He said, in the process of that, one innocent person was crossing. So your car hits the person. When he was talking, I already knew where he was talking. I knew what he was saying. So you carry the person. So the person that eats me has gone. So everybody now got, what's it by? Oh, you do get what I'm saying? Hey! Hey! He don't keep passing. So now, you know, the anger that was moving you to pursue that person, all of a sudden, you just go, you have killed person. So I knew that the enemy was there. Satan was trying to set me up. So I decided I will not be angry with anybody, no matter what they do. It was a war in a season. No matter what they do, I will not be angry. Because I know that eventually Satan wanted to use that anger to pin me to the wall. So the issue will not be the person that hits you. The issue is that you kill somebody. So when you're a man of dominion, you are very focused. You have wisdom. Am I talking to you? Some of you, the Lord has helped you. You are making progress in your Christ work. But occasionally you slide. Because you are not focused. Occasionally you slide. I told my wife, I said, die to the opinion of men. Yes, sir. Completely. I said, if you are, you can't serve. You can't even serve Christ. If you always care what people say. I'm not saying you don't listen to what people say. I listen to what people say, but I don't care. Yes. I don't care. I only care what the Lord says. But I listen to people. If peradventure they are saying what the Lord is saying, that's the only reason. If they are saying, well, if they are not saying what the Lord is saying, I'm a coach, you know, say you go. Sir. So you, one time I was bathing in my bedroom, the Lord shout, Holy Ghost shout in my, die to the opinions of men. It was a loud voice. It was a loud voice. I almost heard it from outside. On like an audible voice. I knew that they were ministering to me. The Lord wanted me to be focused in serving Him. Your heart will not be single when you are distracted. A lot of people will change their mind after. So when you enter the dominion, you know, amen, let me stop here. You know they were discouraging Elisha. So, your master will be taking over your head. My pastor. My prophet. Prophet Yetin Lolin. Your high go see. Now, it was some of the prophets that were saying it. Yes. They were not unbelievers. They were all in the same school. They were in Elisha's school of prophecy. Elijah's school of prophecy. All of them were in school. Son of prophet though. And the sons of prophet that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest that thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yeah, I know it. Hold your peace. And the sons of prophets were at Bethel, so they were, you know, Elijah had schools of prophets. And all of them knew that he was going. And all of them were discouraging Elisha. So that's why I knew that many people do things they don't know. They don't really know. I will tell you. Because by the time Elisha came back with mantle, all of them submitted. All of them. Where is it? Bad spirit. So opinion can change. You can't believe. Opinion can change, sir. Imagine if Elisha just said, okay, it's true. It's just a waste of time. And guys, let's just go and do something else. You have lost mantle. You know those mantles were prophecies. That mantle that he wore was the witnessing of Elijah. In fact, when you study Elisha, that's how to get into spirits. There's no other way. It's the same way you enter into prophecy. If you see me, and when the sons of the prophets, which were at Jericho, saw him, before here, take me to, before he crossed, let me just look at this too. Thank you, Lord. And it came to pass that when... Go back a little bit. Go to verse 4. And the sons of prophet that were at Bethel, came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest that the Lord will take away thy master away from thy head today? And they said, yeah, I know it. Hold your peace. Verse 4. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. So I'm just showing you, look at the focus of Elisha. And I'm just showing you how you come into prophecy or come into inheritance of names. And the sons of the prophets which are at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head to thy. And he said, answered, yeah, I know it. Hold your peace. And Elijah said, tarry, I pray thee. Yeah, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the soul liveth, and as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off. And the two stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided itta-titta, so that the two went over the what? Dry ground. I've never seen this kind of determination before. And it came to pass that when they had gone over, Elijah now changed all of a sudden. Before now, he was telling him not to journey. And now discovered that at every junction of coming into dominions, there will be things discouraging you. The spirit, let me see, this is what I want to let you know. The spirit of an inheritance has tests. So even to put on Christ, you will war to put on Christ. Yes, you will war. You will see discouraging things that you have to work against to put on Christ. You see, all those things that Elijah was saying to discourage Elisha, they are the spirits of that man too. Testing if his heart was right. Just to test that if you really want it. Oh, they're duro. A little by. And his spirit that is talking. Spirits. Spirits. So I now found out that if you want to become Christ, you will fight things. That the spirit of Christ put there as tests. It's not the devil. The spirit of Christ is a mantle that men wear. They will put it. You will go through some tests. There's no way you become Christ and you not go through some tests. You will go to betrayal. You go to discouragement. You'll be going through things that will be trying your heart. And a time will come. For instance, you go to a lot of betrayers that the spirit will not tell you that, you know, you may not be able to become Christ like this one. Because if you try to become Christ, I am a batty, eje. So, fogbonche. So I say, otonije and fogbonche. You see, when you say fogbonche, you are already turning back. They are telling you that your heart is not worthy. When they tell you fogbonche, you say that my life is not worthy of anything. That for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. I will continue still walking in what is right. I am telling you, you'll be doing that war in your mind. Regularly till you put on the name of Christ. So at times they can negotiate you out of mantle. I'm telling you. Maybe you have given, you have helped people, and anytime you help people, they're always giving you back in bad coins. A time will come where you will now settle in that. Ayele. Kill any more, sir. Aye. Ayele. Aye a camera. So you will believe Aye a camera. Anybody that will wear Christ will have to be purged of anything that is called filthiness or impurities. In the dimension of Christ. Huh? I even believe that Elisha Elijah is everlasting. Because his father, living and true God. So Elijah now asked him, what do you want? So some of us, we have not journeyed to a point where they ask you, what do you want? They have not journeyed there. They are still worrying. And they are still testing if you want it. That you come to meetings, you come to church, you are living with brethren, is not enough. Some have not even taken the step to even obey some of the instructions that have been given to them. They are the sons of the prophet checking. They'll check your phone. Okay. I want Joseph, but imagine. I want Joseph. Joseph, Baba. Emmanuel. Tebati, about Christ, Baba. So Elijah asked him, I said, ask what I will do for thee, for you to get here. Before I be taken away from thee. And Elijah said, I prayed thee Let a double portion of thy spirit come upon me. It's not this time that he thought of it. It is what he wanted that made him journey that far. When they give you that opportunity, you will, if it's not in your heart, Elijah has gone. You can't generate it. Thank you. A double portion of thy spirit. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless. So what I say is that it is difficult, but it's not impossible. To carry nature, name, is difficult. That's why Jesus said, it is impossible. How do you say it's a hard thing for a rich man? So, yes. That rich man, all of us are rich, yeah, you know. Yeah, we have things that does not make us trade for dominions. So he said, you have asked a hard thing. But nevertheless, he could show you for long. If you can see me. You see that see me. It's not as easy as it looks. If thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. So it means you can come to the place, you can have testimony and not come into prophecy. To journey to the point where they ask you, it means you have testimony. Because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So at this point, Elisha had the spirit to prophesy, meaning he had testimony. So even with testimony, you may not prophesy. Yeah. So if you see me, maybe next week I'll say, so that distance from moving of loving the brethren to loving God. Love of the brethren is a very deep thing. It's good training to love God. You can't love God. See, listen. I want to say something. It's a hard thing to love God. But it's not impossible. You know this love God that we say only Lancaster. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. So somebody that we love God must have dropped everything called humanity completely. You have loved God. You have come to oath. You have come to oath. So to love God is a hard thing. To love God is a hard thing. So it says, okay, that was as a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me as I'm taken from thee, it shall be unto you. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire. Look at it. Chariot of fire, comma, horses of fire, comma, and what? Parted them both asunder. And Elijah went by chariots of fire. So, look at it. Chariots of fire, horses of fire, whirlwind. And you have to see him. So, all those things were arrangements. That's why I say it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing. So, you want to collect my mantle. You see, mantle of prophets naturally don't want you to take it. That mantle was ready to go with Elijah. The reason why is that they have to look for somebody that will beat to shape to collect that thing. So, chariots of fire, horses of fire, parted them asunder. Elijah went up. So it means that those two may have served as a very good distraction. It means the only way we knew that he went by wild was Elijah saw it. Elisha saw that it was wild wind. He was the only witness. He could witness it. That it's not chariots of fire. We even sang a song of chariots of fire in church. Huh? Chariot of fire, sir. We compose song with chariot of fire. Have you ever heard a song about whirlwind? I've even forgotten the song of chariot of fire. Sorry, any Bible by you. Kekeko lo gbe la I just okay.
Oh God.
And Elijah went up what? By what? Wild wind into heaven. So what they were telling them, to see wild wind in the midst of so much destruction. So you see that process of him seeing that, he became a spirit. Elisha became a full spirit. He became a full spirit. The thing would have happened, zoom! Three things at the same time, zoom! And you're like, oh! Then he shouted, look at the next verse. My father! And Elijah saw it and cried, my father! My father! The child of Israel is horseman thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them into. The way I think I say, as the man was going, the mantle was just falling down. Spirit. So I now know that you don't come into dominion until you're a full spirit. You have to be a full spirit. So there is a spirit called Christ. Now, there's a spirit called the Father. It's two. The spirit called the Father is a soul makeup. My Father, my Father. Give me verse 13. I like this story. They should act it one day. He took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him. And he went back and stood at the bank of Jordan. So this was a different man. This is not a prophet. This is another man. This is a prophet that was carrying the dominion of Elijah. Elijah carried dominions. You can't even compare Elijah and Elisha. Only God knows how many. Because it's not Elijah took some mantles with him. It's just two that dropped. Is the portion for the firstborn that dropped for Elisha. Elijah still went with another thing. I don't care if they lost. They don't want to. So God, listen, let me round up here. God wants to give himself. God wants you to wear him. But you can't wear God easily. Flesh must go completely. That's all. You see, what, Pastor, word and testimony, what is it for? To a hand man.
Yes, sir.
Ben. Anybody that will stand to witness to God cannot be man. So you now see Revelation chapter 14. Yes, no man could learn that song. That is what God wants all men to learn. But you can't be a man and learn that song. You must be a man from the future. You must be a man from another world. So they all the service in the Most Holy is just to end man. That's all. End everything of the present so that men can come into God. The law and the testimony, that's what it's for. I like that. So when Elijah went to Jordan, he wrapped that mantle. He took up the mantle of Elijah and fell from him and went back and stood at the back. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had smitten the waters, they parted Eta and Tita. And Elisha went over. A new man. And when the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirits, look at that thing. I just want to show, the spirit, everybody says spirit. You can see that spirit is not big S. Another, you can change that spirit for name. Name of Elijah is the spirit of Elijah. The spirit of Elijah doth what? Rests. So you see, all the names of the God dead, what are they supposed to do in us? Rests. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Amen. The Lord will give you understanding.
Amen.
I won't say some things, but the Lord will give you understanding. So keep journeying. All right? Keep obeying God. Those that reject you will come back when dominion is very clear on you. It will be very obvious. You know, all those guys that were criticizing Job, eventually, Job was the one that prayed for them. So you cannot afford to, listen, brethren, you cannot afford to have any iota of rejection in your soul. The same people that criticize you are the same people that you have to pray for after you have been healed and clothed with your garments of dominion. The places where you have been mocked and rejected, the Lord might send you back to be a savior. So you can see, real dominion is to be full of love. Amen. Let us begin to talk to God. Can we talk to God tonight? Father, we give you thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can we appreciate the Lord tonight that spoke to us? The Lord has touched us, purged us, washed us again. Father, we thank you for tonight. We are grateful for the ministry of the Spirit, the ministry of life, the shedding of blood, the purging of our sins. We are grateful. Thank you for touching the hearts of your people. You have taken away things again tonight. We are grateful. Father, I thank you. I'm giving you all the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can we appreciate? Just thank the Lord from your heart tonight.
We hope you have been blessed through these words of life. You can get more messages on our website, www.thecitygatechurch.org. Stay blessed.